Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
Because of anything we've done, it's because God's been good to us, and He's turned us to His life. We're going to be looking in the book of Jeremiah tonight. I believe the reason why I've been in the book of Jeremiah for a while now, and I get hung up on some things, is because Jeremiah knows what it's like to have a hard time and not be accepted and to be kind of an outcast. And you know, as much as he suffered, and we know how that unit came and took those rags and lifted him up out of that miry clay, and how he was persecuted and nobody stood with him, yet it's nothing compared to the humiliation and the injustice that Christ suffered for us. I guarantee you Jeremiah wouldn't stand in the presence of God and say, "Woe is me." He was one of the, in my eyes, he was probably one of the strongest prophets in the Old Testament. Even Isaiah broke and said, you know, just take me on out of here. You know, he was ready to give up, but I don't see Jeremiah murmuring and crying about his condition. And we see, you know, we go through stuff, and, you know, we're living in a world now of entitlement.
Right.
Everybody's looking, you know, they keep yelling at the president. I'm not getting political here, but they keep saying, "Well, you should have done this and you should have done that." But the truth is, if America had a God, they should have been saying, "You need to turn to God."
Amen.
But if we look to a man, not that men can't help us or won't help us or should or shouldn't, but what we should be doing is turning to God.
Right. Amen.
Yeah.
In the 35th chapter of Jeremiah, if you want to stand, I'm going to read the whole chapter. Just pray. I do desire your prayer. I can't do anything on my own. And this needs to be God's time.
Amen.
The Bible says in Jeremiah 35, "The word which came unto Jeremiah from the Lord in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, Go unto the house of Rechabites and speak unto them and bring them into the house of the Lord, into one of the chambers, and give them wine to drink. Then I took Jaazaniah, the son of Jeremiah, the son of Habazaniah, and his brethren and all his sons and the whole house of the Rechabites. I brought them into the house of the Lord, into the chamber of the sons of Hanan, the son of Igdaliah, a man of God, which was by the chamber of the princes, which was above the chamber of Maaseiah, the son of Shalom, the keeper of the door. I set before the sons of the house of the Rechabites pots full of wine and cups, and I said unto them, Drink ye wine. They said, We will drink no wine, for Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, Ye shall drink no wine, neither ye nor your sons forever. Neither shall ye build a house, nor sow seed, nor plant vineyard, nor have any, but all your days ye shall dwell in tents, that ye may live many days in the land where ye be strangers. Thus have we obeyed the voice of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, and all that he has charged us. Drink no wine all our days, we, our wives, our sons, nor our daughters, nor to build houses for us to dwell in. Neither have we a vineyard, nor yield, nor field, nor seed, but we have dwelt in tents and have obeyed, done according to all that Jonadab our father commanded us. But it came to pass when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up into the land, that we said, Come, let us go to Jerusalem, for fear of the army of the Chaldeans, and for fear of the army of the Syrians, so we dwelt at Jerusalem. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Go and tell the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, Will ye not receive instruction to hearken to my words, saith the Lord. The words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, that he commanded his sons not to drink wine or perform. For unto this day they drank none, but obeyed their father's command. Notwithstanding, I have spoken unto you, rising early and speaking, but ye hearken not unto me. I sent also unto you all my servants, the prophets, rising up early and sent them, saying, Return ye now every man from his evil way, and amend your doings, and go not after other gods to serve them. Ye shall dwell in the land which I have given to you and to your fathers, but you have not inclined your ear, nor hearkened unto me. Because the sons of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, have performed the commandment of their father, which he commanded them, but this people hath not hearkened unto me. Therefore thus saith the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will bring upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the evil that I have pronounced against them, because I have spoken unto them, but they have not heard, and I have called unto them, but they have not answered. And Jeremiah said unto the house of the Rechabites, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, because you have obeyed the commandment of Jonadab your father, and kept all his precepts, and done according unto all that he hath commanded you. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab the son of Rechab shall not want a man to stand before me forever. Let's pray. God, add your blessing to your word. May your unction, Father God, be clear. And may you bless, God, the people tonight. May you help me, Lord God. I ask, Father, that your will is done in that mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You can be seated. We looked at this. I read this, and I was beside myself when I read this because of the contrast between this family, these people here that God had told Jeremiah to go and get were proselytes. They weren't even Jews. They were strangers in the land. And God had used them to show the inhabitants, the chosen people of God, the heirs of their way, that they had had privilege and opportunity had been handed unto them, that they would do right and get right and turn back to God and throw those false gods off. And we're living in a time today, that men and women are going about their own business. They say, like we talked about earlier, that no man can come to God, but man wants to do just like the children of Israel did when Moses had led them out of the land of bondage, that Egypt had many gods, and that they had constructed their own gods, and that's how we are today in this world. You see, in America, they don't care if you have a god. They just don't want you to have the true and the living God. Right. Because if they have to answer to God, then they're going to be held accountable for their sin.
Amen.
I like how God took a simple thought like this, and he took these men. Now think about this. These men were strangers.
Right.
They were doing and going about their business, but when the armies and the bad things started happening, they said, Let's go up there, because I know their God is a true God. And they thought they'd just hang out in the suburbs, out in the fields. No doubt they weren't even in the city. I believe they were in their tents out there, minding their own business.
Yeah.
They didn't have to do anything but figure out how to get some corn, how to get something to eat. They didn't have to do anything but that. They didn't have to have no cattle. They didn't have to have no fields. They didn't have to do anything but what their father had told them. It's no different than you and I today.
Amen.
That's what the problem is. Help us, Lord.
You see, if we go about trying to figure out how I'm going to do this and how I'm going to do that and how I'm going to pay my bills and how I'm going to keep insurance and how I'm going to compromise over this and how I have to do all these, we're living in a day and age, and I may step on somebody's feet in here, but I hope you take this to the Lord that we'll shack up with women, we'll shack up with men, we're having babies out of marriage, out of wedlock, we're having sex without marriage, we're in a state that everything seems okay, we're having all kinds of lifestyles, but none of them are lining up with what God says the Lord.
Amen.
I'm not in here just to cast stones. I'm in here to tell you that God is good.
Amen.
And that if you'll just start doing these things God's way, God will make a way for you that you never knew existed. He'll start pouring out of His heavenly throne of good gifts. He's a good Father, and He loves you, and He wants to help you.
Yeah.
I like this. I like this because what I'm really talking about tonight is something you're already familiar with. No matter what, so I may be preaching to myself tonight.
Amen.
You may be doing everything just the way God wants you to. But I'm here to tell you that if you line up with God's word, you'll get on this side with me tonight and say it's the best way.
Amen.
That's right. That's right.
These fellas here, you know, it wasn't just, well, a few of us are doing it. Right? They were all doing it.
Yeah.
Amen?
Right.
They were all in cahoots to do what? To do what their father had asked them to do.
Amen.
They didn't question it.
Yeah.
They didn't say, well, we need to compromise, but we need to give in a little bit on this. We need to open the door a little bit on that. They did what their father asked them to do.
Amen.
So what I was going to say was, this is something you're already familiar with. It's about being rewarded, and it's about being punished.
Yeah. That's right.
There is a rat that God has left in store for them that walk in disobedience to God.
Yeah.
And yet that wrath is being held back because of what Jesus did on the cross at Calvary. That wrath is being reserved for that day when you stand before God after forsaking what God had sent for you. And what He sent for you, He sent for the whole wide world.
Yeah.
He sent His Son to die on the cross that your sin could be paid for.
Yeah.
That everything that you have done wrong could be covered under the blood and the sacrifice that Jesus made for you.
Amen.
That's how much He loved you.
Yes, sir.
Because He knew there was no way for you to do it yourself.
Amen.
You see, it's as simple as this. The New Testament tells us, come to Jesus. Repent of your sin. The very first word, that message that Jesus preached was repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. That's the first word that came out of His mouth. That's what they said, what do you got to say? He said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.
Yeah.
And it was the same thing that John the Baptist had been preaching.
Uh-huh.
And then Jesus come to him and was baptized.
Yeah.
And the very same word was preached.
Amen.
You see, the message hasn't changed.
That's right.
God expects us. It's not just a suggestion.
That's right.
It's a commandment.
Amen.
That all men should repent and be saved.
Amen.
That's the will of God for you. That's the will of God for your neighbors. That's the will of God for all them people you work with that may be heathens and may act like they don't understand or think that they've got something special worked out with God. I'm here to tell you, the only special thing that's ever been worked out between man and God is the shed blood of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. And there's no exception to that. There's no other way but by Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, I really like this because these fellas were all wrong. brought in. Here they were minding their own business. Amen. They was just, well, we're going to do it our Father's way. Amen. They had no idea that one day God was looking down on them and knew exactly what they were doing. That's how men are today. Amen. They have no idea that God's looking down on them. He's watching everything they're doing. Every tie, every T being crossed and I being nodded. He sees it all. There's nothing here under God, and he's keeping an account. These old fellas was brought in there. I can imagine they was like, what have we done? You know? And here they are. They didn't just take them to a pub or to a restaurant or to some place, some common area. They took them right into the center of the whole thing, right into the temple of God. He said, you go in there in a room and you get with a man of God. That right there within itself must have terrified them. And they brought them in there and they must have started thinking, how are men today? Right? This is now we're going to talk about peer pressure.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Now, what if they'd have thought carnally? Well, God himself told us to come in here and drink this wine.
Yeah.
Amen. What if they'd have gone in there and said, well, this must be of God. But yet, what did their father say?
Right.
Amen. Yeah. What did their father? You see, you got to go back and remember what thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
You don't need to sit there and try to reanalyze or rethink it or say, well, in this circumstance or in this, listen, church, that is judgment. It's going to start. It has to start at the house of God. The church doesn't need to be rethinking its thoughts on what thus saith the Lord. It needs to be lining up and doing what God said. Amen. And the formula is obey. Amen. The formula is to study and show yourself approved unto God. The formula is to repent. The formula is to believe. The formula is to walk it out. The formula is, no matter what how they come at you, no matter how bad it is,
right,
just do what the Lord says, and it'll be all right.
Amen. Yeah.
I can imagine them going in there, one of them looking at the other one thinking, look at this wine. Look, they've got glasses. Hey, this is good wine. And they've never tasted it before in their life. But what did they do? You see, this is where we're at today.
Yep.
All right, see, the devil's trying to shut down our lines of communication, right? What's the one thing that the Bible tells us that they'll know you, that you're different from the rest of the world? It's our love one for another, amen?
Yep.
That's the one thing that God said that this very character will be one that will put a mark on you that you're mine. And they're trying to shut it down. The devil's trying to stop the communication in the nursing home. He's trying to stop the word of God in the jails. He's trying to stop it in the hospitals. Amen. He's trying to usher in a new way, not just in this country, but all over the world. Poor old Victor over there, he's been confounded and confined and unable to move around. They can only go out at certain times of the day. They think of release martial law out in California 6-8 months ago. Whenever this COVID thing, they said you can only go out during these hours and you can only shop for this long and you can only do this and do that. I'm here to tell you tonight that if you've got fear like that, you better get right with God and say, God, what do you want me to do? They're still lost and they still need you.
Amen.
How you gonna get the word of God to them if you're locked up inside of your house and the communication shut down and you can't reach them all because you're afraid to die? That's what the bottom line is. They're trying to put fear in you and in the church that it's worse than dying. I'm going to tell you this tonight. You know what's worse? Don't fear him. That power to kill your body, but fear him. That power, Father. condemnation or to put fear in you to serve the Lord because of fear. But I am going to tell you tonight that there's a consequence for being disobedient, and that if you don't like it, you need to get right with God.
That
it's high time that we as a church, we're supposed to be the living body of Christ. Amen. We ain't the dead body. We ain't the bound body. Amen. When Jesus set you free, you know what he set you free to do? He set you free to love the unlovable. He set you free to give praise unto him. He set you free to do the will of God. And there's no limits to my God. Hey, you may die. You may get COVID and die.
That's right.
Amen. Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. If you can lead somebody to the Lord and it was God's will, how can you lose? If it's, and I'm not telling you not to take precaution. I'm not telling you nothing but to obey the Lord. Don't you say, Steve, thus said, but obey the Lord. Do what the Lord wants you to do, and it'll be all right.
That's right.
They said no. Amen. They said no. We won't drink your wine. We won't grow no plants. We won't plant no vineyard. We won't do nothing but what our Father asked us to do. And we're going to be faithful. Then the Lord turned around and said, because you have been faithful. See, that's the words we're looking for, right? That day when we stand before the Lord and he's got the goats on the left side and he's got the lambs on the right side, and he says, welcome in to my kingdom, thou good and faithful servant. You know what it takes to be faithful unto God? Obey the word of the Lord. Amen. Walk in the love that he shared with you. You see, it's easy to get over yourself if God got over you one day. Amen. Because when he got over you one day, you couldn't help but say, help me, Lord.
Amen.
And you were changed. Amen.
Yeah.
You didn't remain the same after the Lord came over you. Amen. You were made different. Amen. Or you weren't touched by him. Because I've never met anybody that's ever been touched by the Lord that had to remain the same. Amen. These people say that, well, I just can't get over this and can't get over that. You know, I really feel sorry for them. Amen. They just don't understand. When Jesus said, have mercy on them, for they know not what they do. It's like God never even said that word before. Amen. I mean, we're talking about the one who came to his own and his own rejected him. We're talking about the one that created all things. He created every star in the sky. He created this earth that we're standing on. And then he reformed it. It was dark and without form. And he formed it into the very ball that we're walking on. And he breathed into man. And he made us a living soul. And he's done all these things. How can we not say, praise the Lord?
Amen.
How can we not say, thank you, Jesus? How can we not just shout?
Amen.
The glory of the Lord.
Amen. Right.
These fellas, as I close, I want you to think about this. Because he said in the 19th verse, he said, because you've obeyed.
Right.
Amen. He tells them over here in the 15th chapter, he said, Israel, my people, we could say today, church.
Right.
Amen. We could say, you that say you're saved.
Yeah.
You that think you know the Lord, amen.
Yeah.
You that are claiming the blood of Jesus, yet the prophets have come up, the preaching's been done, the altars have been made available, amen, for all men to come. There's nothing in between you and the Lord but your own pride or your own ignorance or something stupid, amen.
Yeah.
And there's no reason for us to die lost. There's no reason for us to die in our sin.
Yeah.
Amen.
He said, return. He said, return every man from his evil way. And you know, that's when people start saying what's evil.
Right.
What's right. Yeah. I talked to a man today. I'm going to tell this. I talked to a man today. He's a friend of mine. He was in and out of jail. I told him, I said, now, Joe, if you get back in jail again, I ain't going to be able to come visit you. That's the first thing I told him.
Yeah.
I bumped into him in jail at the oddest of times. Hadn't seen him. Walked into the medic one day, and there he was. I'm like, Joe, he got a big beat down, too. He messed with the wrong fellow. He was all busted up. And I said, Joe, you got to stop doing what you're doing. Bottom line.
That's right.
I said, you know better. You just got out of prison. You just did 3 years in prison. You didn't just do what you went to prison. And see, when I was 18 years old, I worked in Knoxville. And I worked at this transmission shop. And there was a boy there named Billy. Well, guess who Billy is? Billy is Joe's uncle. I have no idea, but God, it's a small world.
Yeah.
And every day I'd come to work and they'd say, Steve, go get Bill. I'd have to go get him. He was drunk. He'd lay in his pew all night. He'd drink just till he threw up. I'm sorry, but this is the world. Wow. This is the world you live in. This is what's going on outside these doors. I wasn't right with God. I had to go get him.
Yeah.
Put him in my car. And I'm like funny like that. Gooey, smelly stuff on me. No, touch me, I'm running to the bathroom, washing my hands. I did that when I was 10.
Yeah.
Amen. And Billy, get in my car. I don't want to know, Billy. Just don't. Most time he couldn't talk anyways. He was still so drunk. I had to go get him. Well, Billy died. Guess what? He drunk himself to death. Hey, is that hard? That hard to get to the end of that, right?
Yes. Well,
and Joe calls me today and says, well, I started drinking. You know, we ain't doing drugs now. We're going to drink. And I'm like, we'll call him tomorrow. We'll say, remember Billy? He's getting. You see, we can turn. Amen. We can stop. There's nothing making this boy drink. There's nothing making you sin. There's nothing making you not get right with God. Amen. It's your choice. Amen. But you're choosing to do that instead of get right with God. You're choosing the world and compromising over the Word of God, over what's good, over what will give you life. He told him. He said, if you will obey me, I'll give you a good life. A long life. That's what he told him right here in the book. Hey, he didn't say, now work hard, practice, get good, sharpen your... He just said not to drink, don't raise no grapes, just do these things, dwell in a tent, and I'll take care of you.
Yeah.
Hey, won't you get in the tent of the Lord and let him take care of you?
Amen.
You know, I don't know if we'll live 70 years. That's what the promise is. Amen. For a man that walks with the Lord, what is it? 70. Amen. And then he said, if you're righteous, you get up to what, 84 or something like that. Amen. And we know that the only righteousness in that's God in Jesus is. Amen. Jesus is my righteousness. Amen. He is the end of the law for all them that would come unto God. Amen. And I really like this. He told them, and he's still telling us today that sin has a payday. When sin's finished, it brings forth death. Amen. But why not practice what the Lord said? Why not? Why not start reading the book? Why not start praying? Why not start praising? Why not start proclaiming God's goodness? Amen. Why not? It's all about trade now. Amen. You can trade the ashes for beauty. Amen. You can just get right with the Lord and benefit from it, not only here, but forever.
Amen.
He told, return every man from his evil way and amend your doings. Sounds like a 12-step, doesn't it? Amend your doings. Amen. How can a leopard lose his spots? Let me tell you how. You come to Jesus. Amen. And that blood, amen, it still washes away sin today. Amen. It's still like crimson flow. It's still a flowing today. Amen. It still washes away the sin of the world. Amen. It still will cause you to be called the Son of God. Amen. Ain't that good? Amen. You think? You see, these fellows just thought, well, we're going to do this and we're just going to live. But no, sir, God took it one. I'm glad God doesn't just stop where you think, amen. He goes one step further, amen. He told these boys, he said, you'll never want for a man to stand in my presence. These were proselytes, amen. That should infuse some fear and some anger in these, amen. Does God not use people to get his people jealous? Does he not use the power of this world to cause you to get jealous for the Lord? They should have got jealous, right? That's why he did this. You know that? He tempted them to do right. Amen? And you know what they did? They just kept on doing what they do.
Right.
Take heed right now. They just kept doing what they were doing. Amen? And you know, the word done came to Jeremiah. He told that king, he said, don't you run away. Don't you go down to Egypt. He said, you stay right here and God will take care of you. And you know what he did? He did the same thing we do. He run away. Mm-hmm. The Lord tells us, you know better. Daddy, mama, your friend, your pastor, your best friend that knows the Lord says you need to go to church. Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. And they don't go.
Yeah.
But you need to keep telling.
Amen.
That's the right thing to do. Amen. You need to keep encouraging. That's the right thing to do. Amen. You need to keep doing just what the Father asked you to do. You can't just say some of them by pulling them right out of the fire. Amen. And some of them will just get it on a little simple prayer. Amen. A little phone call. A little nudging here and there. A little reminding. Because, you know, unlike the rest of the nation, you're living in a place where most people have heard about Jesus. Amen. Most of them, they had to go to Sunday school when they was growing up. They had to go to vacation Bible school. And don't you ever think that God didn't get to them back then, amen, as little children. Amen. Before they polluted their ears, before their heart got consumed with this world, amen. God would put something inside of them, amen. That's bigger than this world, amen. He imputed something on them, all goodness, all grace, all the love of God. And don't you ever doubt God, if God can take them that you just think there ain't no hope for, and he can snatch them right out of the hand of the devil, and he can place them right in his Father's hand, and he'll keep them there until the day of redemption.
Amen.
So where is it with you tonight? I really didn't know how this is going to go. I just wanted to do what the Lord wanted me, right?
Amen.
Amen. I didn't want to rehearse nothing. I didn't want to think about it. I just wanted what God wanted. Amen.
Amen.
So I want to challenge you tonight. Just continue to obey the Lord.
Yeah.
That's your job.
That's right.
That's it.
Amen.
Just obey the Lord.
Amen.
And let him work. The battle is the Lord's.
Amen.
And give it to him. And trust in the one who created all things. Hey, you think God was beside himself? Oh, now they got COVID. What am I going to do?
Right.
No.
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 Not at all.
When we got boys that went to Afghanistan, Desert Storm, I named my kid Mason Storm after Desert Storm 1990. We got family members that went to World War II, Vietnam, Korea, Grenada, and they saw it all. All of Europe tore up, ripped up, blowed up. And yet there are still people came through that saying, praise the Lord.
Yeah,
amen.
Amen.
Their houses blew up right from kids blew up, wives, husbands, right there from. And there's still some people that went, a remnant, amen. There's a remnant of the people of God. God's always going to have a remnant. And there's an even better one that's coming along, that's coming right out of Israel, amen. And you may not think much about that, but it just excites me to know it. I think that, you know, he, like we talked about over there in Romans 11, Sunday school, you know, he's got a remnant, amen. And he's going to bring them, he's going to wrap them back in. They ain't the wild ones, amen. You the wild ones, amen. They the natural ones, amen. They came right from the root. They were the first chosen, amen. They was the ones that God did all these things that you and I could be trapped in, that you and I would have hope, that you and I would know that our God knows and stand against this God. Amen. You see, if you ain't got this God, the one that crucified his own son, The one who said, I'll do it myself. Amen. The one that said, I'll take care of it. Amen. The one that said, there's no end to what I eat. The Bible says not that. That he rent heaven. That you might be saved.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's get a song.